Welcome to Stupid State Stories, where we wade through the muck of moronic mandates and statist sting shows. I'm Chuck, your guide to government gone goofy.
And I'm Megan, here to remind you that coercion's a crime, even when cloaked in a Democratic clown suit.
Today we're talking timeless topics. Who was truly the worst president in U.S. history, and why is it Woodrow Wilson?
Indeed, this sanctimonious schmuck set the stage for every starry-eyed statist since 1913. Let's start with the Federal Reserve, because nothing screams freedom like inflation.
Decades of diminishing dollar value, courtesy of Woody's Woody for increasing the money supply.
And don't forget the income tax. Before Wilson, the feds didn't have their grubby mitts in your paycheck. Then this bastard signs the Revenue Act, and suddenly Uncle Sam's snorting your salary like it's cocaine at a congressional afterparty.
Taxation's theft, sure, but Wilson turned it into a full-on felony. Total dick move.
Speaking of dicks, let's talk World War I. This prick campaigned on keeping us out of war, then flipped faster than a frat kid at a keg stand. Neutrality? Nah, let's ship doughboys to die in trenches for European empires.
And when folks said, hey, maybe war's a waste, he unleashed the Espionage Act. Sedition Act, too. Locked up dissenters like a dictator. Free speech. More like free sentence with every sentence.
He's the OG cancel culture cad, except instead of Twitter mobs, you got prison bars. Oh, and the propaganda. Committee on Public Information, fancy name for a bullshit factory pumping out war boners for the masses, and don't get me started on the racism. This asshole resegregated federal offices, screened Birth of a Nation at the White House, and basically gave the Klan a thumbs up. Progressive?
So, tally it up. Devalues money while simultaneously stealing it, warmongering while jailing critics, with a heaping helping of prohibition and racism. Wilson's the whole statist starter pack.
He turned a semi-free country into a playground for parasites, bankers, taxmen, and warlords, all while preaching peace and progress.
So, next time some bootlicker praises Wilson, tell him to shove it.
Wilson!
Then tune back into Stupid State Stories for more tales of tyranny.
Wilson! Wilson!